Jim, how you doing?
Doing very well. Happy 4th of July, Bill.
Yeah, happy 4th of July to you. So we got one more day of the long weekend ahead of us then. The weather's supposed to be just as perfect because it's been the last couple, so
it's been incredible. We've had a great summer so far. The weekends have been terrific.
Yeah.
They've been hot up till now, but that's okay. We paid for it all winter.
Yes. So I'm sitting here looking at this interesting tube on the table.
Now, this, you and April gave this to me for my birthday. I've never forgotten about it. We've intended to review this one for a couple of podcasts now, but again, other things kind of came up. That bullet
hit.
That was terrific.
Absolutely.
This is called the Highland Signatory Vintage Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. This was distilled more than 20 years ago in 1993 at the Brockla Distillery.
Okay.
Did I say that right? Brockla?
Well, in America, we call that Barakla. I don't know, Jim.
I don't know either.
But, you know.
Not to be confused with Brooklyn.
Or broccoli.
Or broccoli.
Or Charles Barkley.
Is it either one who says, I may be wrong, but I doubt it? Is that what it means?
I thought that was me. But yes, that's entirely possible. All right, well interesting enough, you take it out of the bottle.
Take it out of the tube. And it's a lighter color.
It's a classic bottle with a very soft-colored whiskey, I would call it.
Yeah.
A little light in color.
I like it. Kind of a copper.
Yeah, it's a nifty little foil. Copy, little copper color to it. Little copper bands around it.
So, nice wooden cork here.
Oh, good.
Ooh.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Little sweetness to it, perhaps?
Yeah. The cork itself has a sweet scent. I bet you there's a good aroma coming out of that bottle.
There is. Here.
Let me see that. It is. It's very light and it's very sweet smelling.
Mm-hmm. Dare I say it's almost like an ale?
In color?
In color and in smell. Don't you get a hint of like a...
I would not... An ale. That's interesting. You know, because beer doesn't have a heavy scent.
No. No, it doesn't, but...
I guess it really depends on the ale.
And I don't mean scotch ale, either.
No, like a pale ale. Like
right.
An IPA.
Yeah, in India, pale ale certainly is going to be very hoppy. That's going to have kind of a fragrance to it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I was going to say somewhat floral, but not... too, but it, like sweet, soft
smell.
Yeah,
there is a sweetness, yeah.
So, well, let's fill them up and see what we got.
There you go.
Tell you what, it's almost the color of a light beer.
Yes, it is.
It's very subtle out of the glass, the scent.
It is.
It's actually stronger out of the bottle.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I agree.
That's interesting.
The cork, too.
That's interesting.
It's swirl it around a bit.
It's soft and very fresh. You can get something out of it.
You have to move it around a bit.
Get a hint of the iodine to it.
A bit, yeah. But it's certainly not strong.
You literally have to bury your nose in it to get that.
Yeah.
So it's not like this strong... bring a tear to your eye scent coming out of it.
Right.
So.
You're right. On its own, though, if you're not swirling it around,
it's like you can
like nothing.
Right. It's very mild, yes.
All right, well, bottoms up. Ooh.
Well, the taste comes after the shot.
Yeah, it does. You feel it on your tongue long after you swallow it.
Wow, that's a good tasting whiskey.
I thought it was going to bite, and it didn't.
Okay, so from my initial...
This is like a summer scotch.
My initial expectation... So yeah, and there, right before, earlier when we were talking, I was like, maybe it's time to hang up some scotch for the summer for beers, and then we get this.
This is a very light one.
It is a very light scotch. But... My initial reaction when I saw it and smelled it was going to have a very... It wasn't going to have a strong flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But it does. It's got... And it's a surprising flavor. It's not... It's not a... it's not overpowering in any direction.
No.
But it's a multitude of different tastes as you go through the sip.
I feared this one would not be terribly complex, but...
It's more complex than...
Than a lot of them that we've had, yeah.
It creeps up on you.
The fact that you swallow it and then you feel it on your tongue...
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting attack pattern.
And that is the case.
Yeah.
There's no real burn to it.
In fact, there's really no heat to it.
It's really, you can barely feel it on the way down.
Yeah.
As far as scotch goes.
You know, it's not a scotch, but we're talking about Bullet,
mm-hmm.
the last podcast we did.
Mm.
And we like to say how it starts to bite your tongue, but never really does.
Yeah.
Then it gets really warm, and then it gets really sweet on the finish. This
starts really sweet.
Starts sweet. You swallow it, and then, I don't want to say bite, but you start to feel it on your tongue.
But then you taste a little bit of wood.
Yeah.
It gets slight bitey, the heat's on the tongue. There's no heat down, through your chest or anything.
Right, yes, you're right, the heat is in your mouth.
But it's not like fireball heat, it's just like a little subtle heat, you know?
And the wood is rather subtle, too.
Yeah.
We haven't had a woody scotch in a while.
No, and we tend to not really
enjoy... We're not seeking it out, either.
We don't tend to enjoy woody,
Well, we like the double.
We like the double wood, but we've been burned by woody scotch before.
Yeah.
So we tend to be a little bit leery when we see something that has a heavy oak or heavy wood peat or smoky taste to it. Mm. This is good.
This is very good.
This is really good. And, there's a sweet taste right off the top.
Mm-hmm. Which I like.
Mm-hmm.
I like a sweetness, whether it's in the initial taste or in the finish.
The sweetness stays with it.
Yeah.
But, almost caramelly.
Well, it's hard to tell because I'm getting... I kind of feel a vanilla-like right now, but I didn't earlier. It's just a whisper of
it's
it, too.
A little hint of a creamy sweetness to
it. Yeah,
You know, like, we'll call it sweet cream.
Yes, in celebration of the dessert that Kim made for us today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got cream cheese.
Yeah.
Cream cheese cookie.
Yeah.
It's like a giant...
I'll tell you what, dinner was fabulous again.
Oh, yeah.
We had our light summer fair dinner tonight.
We did. Well, we had a feast last night.
Yes. We had grilled up some chicken.
Yeah, yesterday was the 4th of July. This is Saturday the 5th as we record this. And yeah, we had a terrific marinated chicken that you grilled for us that was outstanding. And boy, those appetizers. You've done this before, too. The jalapeno poppers. Is that what you call them?
I do them a little different every time, though.
Yeah, yes, you have. These, I think, were the best.
I think these are the best. I took took some shrimp, marinated that in a fajita-type marinade, and then I took some cream cheese, a little bit of Parmesan, threw some various spices in there, because you know me, I never measure anything, and I never do the same thing twice. So throw a little this, that, and the other thing in there, and then I wrapped them all with a slice of bacon.
Uh-huh.
And smoked them for about 3 hours. And, oh, yeah.
Oh, it was amazing.
That was fantastic. The odd part was that, I pulled out my smoker just for that.
Yeah.
And it's like I had this monster smoker and has one tray of jalapenos.
That's right. Yeah. Scroll down lower on the website page and you'll see a picture of the smoker.
Oh, yeah. It's out there.
Yeah.
So this has been fabulous. I think we need to...
I think we need to try it with the water and with the stones.
As our custom.
Yeah, because...
Switch to the stones and to the water. And
yeah, I think that maybe breaking apart some flavors might be a way to go. Let's start with the stones. We tend to like it chilled.
We like it chilled.
A little more?
Sure. I'm not afraid to sip a little more.
Let's try
Scotch
to,
a little taste.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now that chilled it.
Mm-hmm.
A bit.
Took a little off the initial sweetness of the.
It took a little off the attack on the tongue, on the sides of the tongue.
But it heated up the follow through.
Right. Where it was hot on my tongue?
It spread more to the top of your mouth and a little bit more.
A little
back.
Bit more in the throat, right.
Yeah. Interesting.
It did change the character. It's good still.
It did change the taste.
It's more mild, though.
Yeah, well, I don't taste the wood as much.
No. In fact, if anything, maybe it's just the coolness of it, but it seems creamier.
A little bit, but not as sweet.
Right.
I think it just dulled the whole thing.
It did.
It's still a good whiskey.
It's still very good.
I think I like it better straight up.
I think I do, too. So. But if it were served to me like this, it wouldn't
No. I certainly don't complain when I get a nice chilled glass of scotch.
How's your hip holding up after you?
Fantastic. I am so glad you asked because, you know, the doctor has said I can play ball mid-July.
So we're looking, we talked about this last time, we're looking at our trip to Sackett's Harbor.
It's my first game.
I'm so excited.
I am too.
As I said last time, the history there is almost palpable. I'd like to take you up to the battlefield. There was a very significant battle that took place right there.
Right.
And it's very small.
War
you look at the battlefield.
Correct?
Well, the battle was all over the town.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. All right, so we should finish this.
I think we should get back to our whiskey.
Get to the water, huh?
Yes. The rocks were interesting. So let's take another sip of this, Jim. I think we're pretty fond of the straight glass of whiskey. And the chilled whiskey, while, you know, still tasty, I think it takes a little bit away. I think it's time to put a couple drops of the water in and see if we can separate some of these flavors and see what we come up with. Actually, it increases the scent a little.
Is it a little more smoky?
I think you can smell it. You couldn't smell the smoke at all.
No.
At first. And when you add the ice, it just subdued everything.
Everything.
The rocks, not the ice.
Right.
We don't do ice. But you get a lot more of the, I'll call it that tangy scent to it.
That might be a bit of the wood, a bit of the smoke coming out in the smell that we were able to taste somewhat. It's just a bit. It's not...
Not a lot.
Not strong.
Mm-mm. Okay, that coolness is still there. Sweet taste from the initial tongue is there. Mm-hmm. You know, this is very similar to the straight whiskey.
It is, because the...
It's still wider.
The heat is still in my mouth.
It's still wider in your mouth, though. It's a more fuller, you know...
There's really no finish in your throat.
No, but... No,
the
not
The finish
at all.
Is all in your mouth.
In fact, there's less of a finish with the water.
Yes.
But
I can't say it broke any...
It didn't
flavors it, out. It's just cooler.
It's cooler. It's still just as sweet.
Yeah.
It
still you know, creamy.
I always use this sort of description as where it fits the tongue,
mm-hmm.
and it spreads it out. This has been a great scotch.
This is terrific.
I like it. I mean, interchangeable with some of our favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what it costs, so I don't know the right. dollar value on it. But I'm assuming it's a pretty good a good whiskey for the buck.
And this would be a good hot tub scotch.
As you, I was just going to say that. I go, as you mentioned earlier, it's a summer scotch.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a great hot tub scotch, something like that. I think it's time we wrap this up.
I think so, too.
I would say this one is a dangerous scotch. You can get yourself in trouble with a bottle of this scotch.
Yeah, so this drinks very easily.
I would advise caution.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Jim, I'm very pleased. I like this scotch. I think we're done here.
I think we are, too. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July to you, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the summer.
Absolutely. All right, my friend. Thank you very much for listening to Hopscotch. I'm Jim.
And I'm Bill.